It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farabach with Bruin interim head football coach Kyle Poole. Bartlesville getting set. It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farabach with Bruin interim head football coach Kyle Poole. Bartlesville getting set for its final game of 2017. Tonight, it's senior night at Kester Stadium against Booker T. Washington. Before we get into the Hornets, Coach Poole, a tough one against Sand Springs last week. Ran into one of the best running backs in all of Oklahoma and had a tough time tackling.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we said it last week a lot of in the radio show leading up to that game that Peyton Scott was going to be a force to be reckoned with, and he certainly showed that. And we didn't do a great job defensively. Tackling, we were in the wrong spots quite often. Again, a perfect storm, perfect combination, whatever you want to call it, that didn't go our way, and you saw the results. So hopefully we've sewed some of those issues up because we're going to see another good running attack tonight, and we're going to have to be a little better than what we were last week if we want to compete here against the number one team in the state.
Talking about some positives from last Friday's ball game, I continue to see a lot of progress from Noah Sunday. He's been starting for almost a full season now. Obviously, wasn't really on varsity at all last year. Stepped into the situation and kind of got thrown into it a little bit. And you've seen him kind of just get incrementally better each and every week. I know that you guys didn't have an offensive explosion or anything against Sand Springs last week, but he took care of the football, didn't really put any up for grabs. I know he threw one pick, but that was mostly just kind of a jump ball where the D-back went and got it. He didn't have any bad throws over the middle like we've seen a few times. Seems like he's getting better each and every week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's still a lot of things that he's learning in some of the reads. And like I said, with the interception there, he probably should have gone to one of his underneath guys. But, you know, quarterbacks take that chance sometimes. And, to be honest with you, sometimes they work out and sometimes they don't. It didn't there. But I think his completion percentage has gone up every week. Our scoring production has gone up weekly. Taking care of the ball much better than we have. So, yeah, I mean, his progression is looking really good. And, you know, the positive thing is we've got him and some other guys that are going to be coming back for another go. Where unfortunately tonight may be the end for some. All we can do is gain more experience. And so that's what he's done this year. Looked a lot better, and hopefully tonight's another advancement in that process.
We'll highlight a lot of the seniors on the play-by-play broadcast this evening as Bartlesville goes up against Booker T. Washington. But one guy I did want to point out is senior wide receiver John Cone. Done a great job all year long. Had another 52-yard touchdown reception last week against Sand Springs. And he's a guy that's been a great safety blanket for first-year quarterback in Noah Sunday. And was the same last year as well with another first-year quarterback in Garrett Meidel. And he's done a really good job kind of turning some curls and slants into long 50, 60-yard touchdowns so far this year.
Yeah, you know, we've got just some guys that have started to produce on the outside. I think John Cone, obviously, is our senior leader, one of them there, who's done a really good job with yards after the catch and being there when we needed to make some big plays. Anyway, that just comes with John's personality and his work ethic and his attitude. It's always a positive thing every day. So really enjoy watching that and seeing him have success. And then, you know, Bradley come along quite a bit here later. You know, early in the year, wasn't doing too well, didn't have a whole lot of completions or touchdowns, and then it's late. It seems like he gets one a week or two a week, and that's what we got to have. And that's just that growth and that experience that's come along for our offense. And I think, again, hopefully we'll continue to see some of that tonight, and it'll be beneficial for us.
Tough ball game tonight. Booker T. Washington, far and away, I think the best team in the district, 8-1. Only loss for the Hornets to a team from Louisiana back in non-district play. Lost to West Monroe, Louisiana. I think this Booker T. team, likely one that could compete at the top of 6A1 even. Terrific defense, several Division I guys on both sides of the football. And you guys will have your hands full in your final one of 2017 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a task. You know, if you're an old Bartlesville guy, it's kind of like trying to hit a Ryan Rogers curveball where it's going to be tough, but it's definitely doable. And I think, you know, we're going to be up to it. I mean, it's the last game for some of these guys, and they know it going into it. That's a hard thing to prep for. But, again, all we do this year is have talked about focusing inward, focusing daily on the details. What are we going to do to be better every day? And I think this week we've worked on that. We've continued to strive for that, knowing that we still have a contest Friday. No matter what happens next week, we've got a game tonight. And we're going to go out there and we're going to compete and we're going to give them everything we've got. And, you know, we're trying to spoil a little bit of their really nice, perfect season, if you will, so far. So that's our motivation, and I think our kids will be ready.
And I would think that even though playoffs not on the line this evening, and we've seen a few Booker T games the last several seasons really be for big playoff spots. Playoffs may not be on the line, but I would guess there's still a lot of motivation for these guys, especially the seniors who, win or lose, would like to go out with some highlights and on a high note in front of their home crowd and what should be a beautiful evening tonight at Kester Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been here since 2013, and I think it's always been a pretty good battle. Whether the score shows it or not, it's always been – you know, within a few scores here or there, and it's always been competitive. You know, and this year they clearly had a much better year than what we've had on paper. But again, it's a Friday night in Oklahoma, and there's some football to be played. And we didn't show up tonight just to let them have another walk through to the playoffs. And that's not our goal, and that's not what we want to have happen. So we're going to go compete and hopefully send these seniors out with our best effort, no matter what the score says or what the win-loss column says. These kids deserve a good effort, and they got a lot of heart, and we'll go show it tonight.
Kyle Poole ahead of Bartlesville and Booker T. Washington, Bruins and Hornets from Custer Stadium this evening on K1. Coach Poole, appreciate the time. Best of luck this evening.
Thanks, Evan.